Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
Today, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite things.
What's that, Pat?
Going shopping with your mum.
I'm kind of surprised to hear you say that, Pat. Do you like going shopping with your mom?
Actually, it's not too bad. She's pretty efficient and gets things done quickly. But what I like even more is when my wife goes shopping with her mum.
I know why. Because you don't need to go.
Exactly. Look, I don't mind going shopping with my wife, but she knows that I might feel bored and she says that gives her pressure. If she goes with her mum, no problem. They can just leave me in a coffee shop or something. I saw a pub in Ottawa, Canada, that had the sign, Husband Daycare, where you can leave your husband and get him out of the way while you go shopping. Do you like shopping with your mum?
I don't really like to do that because she always tells me to save money.
Ah.
So when I go shopping with her, she will say, hey, don't buy this, don't buy that. Kind of annoying, you know? But I know she's just worried about me. So, Pat, what is our article about today?
Yeah, it's about shopping. It's a dialogue. It's between Laura and Laura's mum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where are they and what are they shopping for? Well, we can find out by reading through the article.
Reading.
Snack shopping for Chinese New Year. Laura and her mother are shopping on Dihua Street.
Look at all these people. I can't believe it's so crowded today.
I'm not surprised. Dihua Street is the perfect place to shop for Chinese New Year. You can buy everything here.
There's lots of entertainment available as well. Look, the temple is holding a big event over there. We ought to check it out.
Just make sure you stand back a bit. Those firecrackers are about to explode.
Do you think we have enough time to stick around for the parade? I really want to see the dancing dragon.
I'm not sure. We should probably head home soon. I need to prepare dinner for the family reunion. Plus, we still haven't bought all of the food we need.
To save time, we could split up and finish the shopping.
I would appreciate that. Buy plenty of snacks for our relatives. Meanwhile, I can go to the market and get some seafood.
Okay, let's meet by the Dihua Street entrance at 4 p.m.
All right, see you then.
Laura and her mom go off in different directions.
The article begins by letting us know where we are. It says Laura and her mother are shopping on Dihua Street. So what can you buy on Dihua Street, Elsie?
Dihua 街就是采买年货的地方咯。There are all kinds of different snacks for you to choose.
Oh.
Want some snacks to eat during Chinese New Year? Just go to Dihua Street.
Okay.
Laura then says...Look at all these people. I can't believe it's so crowded today. 其实呢，接近农历新年的时候就是这么挤。It's always crowded when Chinese New Year is approaching.
Yeah, that's kind of what Laura's mum explained. She says, I'm not surprised. Dihua Street is the perfect place to shop for Chinese New Year. Now that of course, explains it. I've probably walked through Dihua Street, but since I've never had to go shopping for Chinese New Year, I never shop there. What about you?
Oh, I used to go with my mom when I was little.And going to Dihua Street was my favorite thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
What Laura's mom says is true, though. She adds, you can buy everything here. It's true.
So you would just walk around and try some snacks and get some stuff. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Next, Laura says, there's lots of entertainment available as well. When we say entertainment, we mean things that are fun or interesting to do, look at or listen to.If you have a party, your entertainment could be music, it could be a band, it could be video games, other kinds of party games, and so on. At a kid's party, entertainment could also be things like a clown, a magician, and more.
Entertainment 这个不可数的名词呢，它是指娱乐节目、表演或是事物。那如果我们去掉字尾 ment， 就是它的动词 entertain， 娱乐。像是呢，在小孩的 party 里头，小丑是一种娱乐，也就是说呢，小丑可以娱乐小孩，使小孩开心。Clowns can entertain kids, but they can be really scary too.Alright, so Laura gives an example of the kinds of entertainment she can see. She says, look, the temple is holding a big event over there.
Yeah, so maybe there's a performance of some kind or people doing gong fu or playing music. Laura also says, we ought to check it out. We use the phrase ought to mean the same as should. We're giving advice or making a suggestion.
Ought to 是一个助动词片语，它是应该的意思，那可以和 should 这个助动词互换。那既然是助动词，记得后面是要加原形动词的哦。So for example, we ought to go to bed early tonight because we need to get up really early tomorrow.、
Mm-hmm.
那如果我们试着把 ought to 改掉，用 should 来代换的话，就会变成 we should go to bed early tonight. 我们今天应该早睡。So we know that Laura wants to see the event, and Laura's mom has some advice for her. She says, just make sure you stand back a bit. 要站后面一点，不要太靠近。
Yeah, she means don't get too close. And why? Her mom says, those firecrackers are about to explode.We have a couple of words to look at here. The first is firecrackers. These are like small fireworks. They don't shoot up in the air, but they do make a bang or a crack when the fire reaches them. They're quite small and made with special powder that makes a loud noise and a little light when it gets touched by fire.They're usually used in long strings, and they're part of many traditional Chinese festivals. Now, there is a law that says people in cities in Taiwan can't use them, but I don't think many people follow this law.
So, I guess you've never set off firecrackers before, right?
Well...Maybe once or twice.
Oh, for me, I haven't done that before.
Okay.
Firecrackers 就是鞭炮，通常呢都是以复数形出现，因为鞭炮大多是一串的。放鞭炮呢，我们会说 set off firecrackers. 这边的 off 是 O-F-F, 要特别注意哦。So, when fire touches one of the firecrackers, it explodes, right?
That is right. To explode means to break or burst in a violent, usually pretty loud way, like a firecracker or a firework or a bomb. In movies, we often see cars and buildings and other things exploding, and sadly, in real life, a lot of things do explode and cause a lot of damage as well. Explode is a verb, and the noun form, which we'll see a lot, is explosion, E-X-P-L-O-S-I-O-N.
Explode 是动词爆炸，那 Pat 老师提到的 explosion 是一个名词。不过呢，爆炸不一定是东西的爆炸，情绪也会爆炸。So for example, the teacher exploded when he caught one of the students cheating. 当老师抓到其中一个学生在作弊的时候呢，他变得相当生气，也就是他暴怒的意思。另外呢，当我们看到 explosive 这个字的时候，它也是一个名词，不过它解释为炸药。So, firecrackers are about to explode. No wonder Laura's mom tells her to keep back.
Yes, you don't want to get too close to exploding firecrackers. Laura then asks, do you think we have enough time to stick around for the parade?Now, the phrase stick around or stick around for something is today's shortcut for you. So let's take a short break and listen to our shortcut for you explanation. Stick around, though, because we'll be right back.
Shortcut for you.
Boy, my feet are tired.
We have been at this theme park all day.
I don't want to stick around any longer.
Stick around? Is that like a new ride?
To stick around means to stay somewhere for a period of time.
Oh, I get it. Stick around is 逗留.
That's right. We've seen everything here. We don't need to stick around.
Wait, how about that cute store over there?
Oh, all right. But after that, we're not sticking around anymore.
So to stick around for something means to stay in a place and wait until something happens. And that thing is usually planned or arranged in advance.
所以 Laura 这边呢她想要 stick around, 也就是逗留待久一点。为什么呢她想要等 parade?
Yeah, she wants to see the parade.A parade is when a group of people walk along one or more public streets or around a particular area, usually to celebrate something. Sometimes soldiers do this as well, as often happens on the double 10-day celebrations. Many parades have music, and some have big, specially decorated vehicles. Some have people in costumes, and parades are usually a fun event. Think of the ones in Disneyland, where everything goes past with all the characters and all the music, that kind of thing.
Parade 这个名词呢是游行的意思。So Pat, you mentioned Disneyland, right? When I go to Disneyland, I always stick around for all the parades.
Yeah, I only went to Disney in France when I was a kid. I can't remember it very well. We probably saw the parade, but I just remember from that day it was raining.
Ooh, okay, so was that good for the parade?
Probably, I can't remember. It was too long ago.
Okay, so here, she also adds, I really want to see the dancing dragon.
Oh, that's what Laura wants to see at the parade. It's going to be one of those kind of traditional kind of lion dragon dance. Okay, but her mum isn't too sure about this. She says, I'm not sure. We should probably head home soon. I need to prepare dinner for the family reunion.So a reunion is where people who know each other or are or were part of a group get together, usually for a special event or on a regular occasion. Now, these people in this group may not have seen each other or met up for a long time. So a reunion is everybody coming together and catching up. So high school classmates would have a reunion or old friends or old co-workers or family members.
Reunion 是团圆团聚除了过年需要团聚呢不同阶段的学校同学有的时候也需要团聚 So when was the last time you had a reunion with your high school classmates, Pat?
Ooh,
Do you remember that?
Okay, maybe the one where it was really like a reunion with lots of people getting together was probably about 12 years ago.
12 年前, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, but I've been in Taiwan all the rest of that time.
So, I see.
You know, there you go.
Okay, 回到文章呢 ,Laura 的妈妈需要赶快回家煮的是 reunion dinner, 团圆饭。Laura's mom also says,Plus, we still haven't bought all of the food we need.
Okay, now that's a problem, but Laura has an idea. She says, to save time, we could split up and finish the shopping. To split up means each member of a group goes to a different place to do a different thing. So Laura does one thing while her mom does another.
Split up 是分开的意思。Laura 觉得呢，既然有这么多的食物要买的话，那就分开进行吧。但是呢，今天如果你的朋友很难过的来找你说 ，I split up with my boyfriend or girlfriend.
Oh no.
代表 they broke up with their boyfriends or girlfriends. 他们跟他们的男女朋友分手了。So what do you think about Laura's idea, Pat? I think it's pretty brilliant.
Yeah, it's smart.
Laura's mom then says,I would appreciate that.
Okay, if we appreciate something, this is a verb. To appreciate means you are grateful for it, either just because you liked it a lot and really enjoyed it, or because this thing that you're grateful for, you appreciate, has been really helpful to you. For example, if someone helps you out with, you know, maybe you didn't even ask them, But even if you did, you would still appreciate it. You'd be wanting to say thank you to them.
Appreciate 在文章中呢是个动词，那它是感激的意思。After somebody helps you, instead of saying thank you, we can say I appreciate it, 也就是感激你的意思。So Laura's mom also has a job for her. She says, buy plenty of snacks for our relatives.
So the phrase plenty of just means the same as lots of. We generally use it to mean as many of something as we need, plus more, just in case. So it often ends up being usually more than what we need, more than enough. Just get lots, really.
所以 plenty of 就是 lots of 或者是 a lot of 的意思、
嗯、
很多后面呢可以接可数或是不可数名词 In this case, they'll need plenty of snacks for their relatives at Chinese New Year
That is right So your relatives are the people in your family Now this could mean it's your, we could say your close family Or more correctly, yourimmediate family. Immediate is immediate. Your immediate family is your mom, your dad, your brothers, your sisters. That's immediate family. We could also say your extended family. Extended is extended. Extended family. And that's people like your aunties, your cousins, your uncles, grandparents, grandparents' sisters, and all of those kind of people.Now, we could also talk about your relatives being your family by marriage. So, my wife's family, they are now all my relatives. They're not connected to me by blood, but they're now part of my family.
没错他们现在也是你的 relatives, 也是你的亲戚。所以 relative 这个名词呢就是亲戚的意思啦。So at Chinese New Year, Laura's relatives will visit her family. Having plenty of snacks at home is always nice. And after this instruction, Laura's mom also says, Meanwhile, I can go to the market and get some seafood.
So meanwhile means two things happening at the same time, basically. So Laura's got her job, she's got to go and buy all the snacks. And while Laura is doing that, her mum goes off to the market to get some seafood. Okay, they've made their arrangements. Laura then says, okay, let's meet by the Dihua Street entrance at 4 p.m. So they're splitting up, but they say at 4 o'clock,Come back here and we'll meet again.
所以刚才呢，他妈妈说到 meanwhile 就是在此同时，你去做这件事的时候，我可以去买一些这个 seafood 就是海鲜。那最后 Laura 就说了，好，那我们就约四点钟的时候在这个入口处集合。And her mom says, "All right, see you then."
And the first part of the article finishes by saying Laura and her mum go off in different directions, which means Laura goes one way and her mum goes the other. Now we'll see what at least Laura gets up to tomorrow. We'll find out how her snack shopping goes. Right now it is time for today's For You Chat question.Okay, so today's For You Chat question is, what do you like to do with your family during Chinese New Year? Okay, you've got more experience of this than I have,
yeah,
so I'll let you go first.
And I love Chinese New Year. I like to have a big reunion dinner with them.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, the most important thing is to receive red envelopes from the older family members like grandparents, aunts, uncles, and I haven't been called...any of them. I'm not an aunt. Of course, I'm not an uncle.
Well, no.
So I don't have to give anybody red envelopes.
You don't have a little brother or sister that you have to give to?
No.
No?
I don't have to do that.
Oh, you're just the lucky one who gets them all.
So all I have to do is just receive red envelopes.
Do you ever feel like, you know, maybe when you get a bit older, you will give them?
Yeah, maybe a couple years later.
Okay, but right now you can enjoy receiving them all.
Yes. Then after that, we'll go to KTV to sing.Because my family loves singing, especially my grandmother.
Okay, so you will go there instead of get a machine at your house or something?
No, we'll go to KTV.
Go to a KTV.
Right.
Okay. I would say In recent years, I've been in Taiwan now, I've had like 9 Chinese New Years. The first few, I was either by myself, I was with friends, I sometimes traveled. I remember one Chinese New Year, some friends and I went to Thailand.
Oh, some people like to travel during Chinese New Year.
It's expensive, but, you know, it's sometimes worth doing. Now, recently, I've been doing things with my wife's family. So we will go to her parents' house on Chinese New Year's Eve and usually eat hot pot. But since we've been married, her mum kicks us out before 12 so that my wife isn't home at midnight on that day. She thinks it's like bad luck.
Oh, she has to go back to her own house.
Or to my house.
Your house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Okay. Now, and then a couple of days on the day after New Year's Day, we will go to Amma's house, Grandma's house with her mum's got like 4 sisters. So it's a big family get together, big dinner, games, all that sort of stuff.
It's like 回娘家, go back to your mom's house,
exactly,
right?
That okay. kind of special day. So that's generally how I've been spending it.
So do you like it?
It's usually pretty fun, yeah. Lots of food to eat, lots of chilling out. My Chinese gets better, so does my Taiwanese, because
yeah,
that's what we have to speak and listen to.
Right, you have time to practice it.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have for today, but we'll be back tomorrow to see how Laura gets on shopping for snacks on Dihua Street. See you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
Snack shopping for Chinese New Year. Laura and her mother are shopping on Dihua Street.
Look at all these people. I can't believe it's so crowded today.
I'm not surprised. Dihua Street is the perfect place to shop for Chinese New Year. You can buy everything here.
There's lots of entertainment available as well. Look, the temple is holding a big event over there. We ought to check it out.
Just make sure you stand back a bit. Those firecrackers are about to explode.
Do you think we have enough time to stick around for the parade? I really want to see the dancing dragon.
I'm not sure. We should probably head home soon. I need to prepare dinner for the family reunion. Plus, we still haven't bought all of the food we need.
To save time, we could split up and finish the shopping.
I would appreciate that. Buy plenty of snacks for our relatives. Meanwhile, I can go to the market and get some seafood.
Okay, let's meet by the Dihua Street entrance at 4 p.m.
All right, see you then.
Laura and her mom go off in different directions. Vocabulary review.
Firecracker. On New Year's Day, we lit firecrackers and threw them into the street. They were very loud. Explode. The gas tank exploded because someone was smoking next to it. Parade. On Thanksgiving Day, there's a large parade that marches down the streets of New York City. Appreciate. I really appreciate all the help you've given me, so I got you this gift to say thank you. Relative. Many of my relatives will come to my house for dinner on Chinese New Year.